A farmers group headed by Farmers Action Group leader Colas Blake is bidding for the Rural Bank. The group, which says it has the backing of a major financial institution, will be in direct competition for buying the Rural Bank with another farmers group led by former Federated Farmers President Sir Peter Elworthy. And New Zealand's largest company, Fletcher Challenge, has also indicated it wants to buy the bank. Finance reporter Peter Verschefeld spoke with Colas Blake about the bid.
Well, our provincial support group, in conjunction with three other people, have put in a position paper on the Rural Bank, and we've put it to Treasury, Jarden Morgan, and we've sent copies to the government. What we have suggested is that if the discount that is written into the accounts is handed back to the people who are the borrowers at a commercial rate, and that commercial rate is specifically worked out in the pamphlets or in the publications that the Rural Bank put out. If that is done, we can handle 99% of the problems. We will be totally commercial, and there is profit in it for everybody, and particularly there is profit in it for the government. And as a rundown of this, it is the same system that the Land Corp situation was based on. Now, we are not asking for anything new. We're not asking for an unproven situation. We're not asking for a politically unacceptable thing. We are totally constructive. We do not need large amounts of money. The government will get at least as much as any other offer, and it will start farming in a constructive way, moving along quite rapidly.
Well, are you actually offering any money to the government to take over the Rural Bank?
Yeah, what we are saying is the government retain the reserves that the bank has, and we understand they're about $600 million. We're saying the government retain the bricks and mortar, which they say are worth about $40 million. And we are saying that we take over the loans at the price that the government say they are worth, which is about $1,800 million. We will spread these loans through the commercial financial sector of the community, and these loans will be at the commercial rate that the Rural Bank say they are, should be valued at.
Well, exactly when you speak of we, who's we?
It is in the name of three people at the moment. These people are Mr. Glass from Ashburton, Mr. Philip Taylor from Hamilton, and myself.
And you're all farmers?
And we are all farmers. We are very involved and have been in the whole of the rural restructuring. Two of the members are quite high up in Federated Farmers, and we do not need to involve overseas people, but we have connections and we have the support of Land Corp at the highest level, and we have the support of the bankers that were involved in the Land Corp restructuring of their 85%.
Farmers Support Group leader Colas Blake talking there to Peter Verschefeld. You're listening to Good Morning New Zealand. The time on Morning Report is just 8:30, and here's Neil Billington with the Radio New Zealand News.